I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 667, The Earthy Gospel. Do you remember the old saying, "You are so heavenly minded, you're of no earthly good"? Well, sometimes it's true. This podcast is called The Two Greatest after the two greatest commandments, to love God, okay, hang on, but also to love others, the others that live right around us, here on the earth. I've mentioned before on the podcast that the gospel, or the good news, has often been shrunk to simply accepting Jesus' death so you can go to heaven when you die. And while that is absolutely true, it's still too small. If you don't believe me, read Mark 1:15. When Jesus, early in the ministry, went about, Scripture says, preaching the gospel of God and calling on people to believe the good news. Now, he couldn't have meant believe in my death for your sins, because that wasn't going to happen for 3 more years. The gospel is about the cross, the climax, but it begins way before that, and it continues way after that, and that's where we're going today. Give me about 5 minutes to slow down, tell you that story, share a thought, hear a portion of Scripture, pray with you, ask you a great question, and challenge you to live today for God right here on the earth. The work of God is heavenly, yes, but it always has been solidly earthly. How do we know that? The Bible tells us so. Let me show you clearly what God says about it. Have you ever wondered what we're supposed to be doing here with this one precious life we have? Well, of course, T2G is the place to start, to love God and to love others, the two great commandments. Notice it goes both vertically to God and you, but also horizontally out to others. And the vertical and the horizontal are eternally connected. We can't say we love God and then go around and hate other people, 1 John tells us. An Old Testament equivalent could be Micah 6:8. In the Common English Bible, it's translated this way. He has told you, human one, what is good and what the Lord requires from you. Here it is. To do justice, embrace faithful love, and walk humbly with your God. Jesus picked up the purpose when in the synagogue one day he picked up the scroll of Isaiah and he read these words and he applied them directly to himself. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to bring good news, there's that word, to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to captives, recovery of sight to the blind, to set free those who are oppressed. Do you see how earthy that is? It's tough to just spiritualize all that away. He's talking about the poor, the captives, the blind, the oppressed. Those were real people, hurting people, not just people who needed their soul saved for the afterlife. They had trouble in this life, too. And we see Jesus making a difference for them all through the four Gospels, because that also is good news. Let's let that gospel plane land now on terra firma. Someone wrote, justice is standing between God and others who are in need. Well, that's you and me, friends. We are the hands and feet of God on earth today. We stand every day between a loving God and a needy person. When God makes a difference through us, that's good news. Here's the great question. In the last 24 hours, can you name one way that you brought good news? Pray with me this prayer adapted from rhchurch.com. Father of mercy, we come to you with a desperate need for your mercies, which you promise every morning. Our city, our country, and our world are experiencing various shades of anger, fear, frustration, and broken hearts. We all know something's wrong, and there's no shortage of conflicting opinions of what needs to be done about it. Lead us, your people, to fall on our knees with hearts of contrition over sin and cries of deliverance for the oppressed. Give us conviction to walk as your ambassadors in love and humility toward one another. You've commanded us to do justice. Every man, woman, and child have been created in your image with dignity and worth as a result. Help us to relate to one another in this world as fellow image bearers, treating one another with respect, showing grace to those who we differ with, and even demonstrating love to our enemies, thereby fulfilling the law of Christ. Help us love one another the way that you have loved us, in both words and in action. Father, we know one day, one great day, you will finally and completely triumph over all evil and eradicate it from the world forever. We long for that day. And until then, we pray that you would set us afire with your loving mercy, doing justice, and walking humbly with you. We pray this in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 668. And in the meantime, Frederick Buechner wrote, "The place God calls you is to the place where your deep gladness and the world's deep hunger meet." I like that. Today, you and I will stand at that intersection, probably several times. We will stand with God and for God, right at the corner of the world's hunger and need and God's joy in Jesus. Because between now and glory, we have an earthy gospel.